We're none of that. We're not the Anabaptists, the Amish. We didn't come out of them. There's not one church organization in America that is teaching the full doctrine and the gospel that calls you out of the world by the shed blood of Jesus. And you come out of the world in repentance, and you're born again by the Spirit of God, and then you have the fruit of holiness and obedience, and you're enduring. The only agreement in the sound doctrine of the gospel that we have with this, with the churches in America, is almost everybody believes, unless you're like a Mormon, and they even try to trick you with Jesus shed blood, but he's the brother of Lucifer.
Right, yeah.
The, you get a planet. Faith in the shed blood and the resurrection of Jesus, which is our path to eternal life. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
Amen. But where everybody messes up, what's your first name?
Ken.
My name is Tupos. What, where everybody messes up is repentance. Because everybody, I heard his, did you hear his gospel presentation?
No.
The Green, the guy running this. He gave a 30-second.
Alan Green.
He gave a 30-second thing and he said, pray this prayer and you can have eternal life. Lord, I believe in you. I'm sorry for my sin. Help me to be a friend of God. I want eternal life. You have it now. There was no repent. There was no turn from your sin. There was no endure to the end. There was no come out of the world. And so they don't even know in America, around the world too. I have saints that I know all over the world. They don't even know what repentance is. Are you married?
Yeah.
Faithfulness to your wife, is it not sleeping with another woman? But
yeah.
The church is like a whore because they go, well, yeah, we should be faithful, but they're sleeping with the world.
Oh, right.
James 4:4 says to be a friend of the world. So I have a question for you. You're not a pastor or nothing?
Yeah, I'm a pastor.
You're a pastor.
Yeah.
What church?
God's Grace. It's called God's Grace.
God's Grace here.
Yeah, we're teaching about Jonah right now.
Sioux Falls?
Well, all we've been talking about is repentance.
Sioux Falls?
Sioux Falls.
So here's the thing.
Where are you from?
We are originally from central Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Then we were in central Missouri for a while, but we sold everything we own. We're not from anywhere now. I tell people we're from God. We live in a camper van. And we travel the country. I'm a full-time street preacher. This isn't our hobby. This is all I do.
Sure.
And I teach online at our website,
don'tperish.com.
Yep. We don't sell the things of God. That's another thing. Millionaire performers.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
John Cooper.
I have another job that pays my wage.
John Cooper.
I'm a tent maker.
John Cooper. I was a tent maker for 40 years. I fund myself now.
Not a tent maker, but no. I'm just
you
I'm
labor.
A Paul.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
April.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
John Cooper from Skillet's going to be up here.
Yeah.
Not only is Skillet a worldly, carnal group, they played at a thing called Hellfest.
They play at a terrible... Yeah.
I got a video on my website. I have a testing of this.
Yeah.
These are rock and roll Satan horns.
Yeah, exactly.
This is John Cooper. John Cooper believes that Marvel is in their all their pagan, mystical, witchcraft, New Age superheroes are really modeling Jesus.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And he's worth $12 million selling the things of God. So as a pastor, if you believe in holiness and righteousness and sound doctrine, Jesus made a whip for this in John 2. How can you be associated to this?
Yeah.
How can you be associated to this?
No, I see where you're coming from. Yeah.
You're not a mocker. I appreciate that. I'm going to look your church up and email you.
Okay.
And I'd love to have some email talk with you.
Yeah,
you got my card. Maybe you'll beat me to it. I'd love to go deep in the scriptures. And I'd love to... I know other saints online that we're united to.
Yeah.
Godly, holy people that came out of the church systems. If yours is godly and biblical in every way, I'd be your best... I'd be your best guy.
Yeah.
I would...
We seek to be biblical, that's for
all right.
Sure.
Do you have a website and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm
going
to look it up, and because that's how I do
we're
it.
We're brand new, though, so we don't have much on our website.
Sorry.
You won't
that's
be
right.
able to see.
But... Are you part of any group?
No, we're independent.
You're just totally... Do you do Christmas and Easter?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you give me your dissertation? Where's that in the Bible?
Well, I think it's a great time for people to come to Christ, honestly. I mean,
lies?
For them to focus.
Lies?
Well, I know the whole gifting and all that stuff.
Here's the problem. Pastor, I love you.
Yeah.
Your theology's wrong. Hear what you just said? Instead of saying you're right, we got to obey Jesus in spirit and truth, you said, we're winning people that way. That's wrong.
Well, we win.
That's
we
wrong.
We get people and then we talk to them about
repentance. But you can't get people with sin. You're getting them with sin. Good Friday. If you practice Good Friday, I love you. If you practice Good Friday to Sunday morning, can I tell you something? In love. I care for your soul.
Yeah, yeah, no. Okay.
You're a liar.
Yeah.
Do liars inherit the kingdom of God?
Yeah. No.
Revelation 22 says no.
Yeah.
Give me 3 days and 3 nights that Jesus was in the grave from Friday night to Sunday morning.
Right. Yeah.
Why do you keep it?
Yeah.
Why do you keep it? Because people are pleased by it. Do you know where it came from?
Roman Catholicism.
Pagan.
Well, a lot of them are pagan. Even
The Roman Catholics merged it to paganism,
with
Christianity,
pagan.
And you're practicing it today. Does that sound like Jesus?
No, I know.
He said in Mark 7, if you keep man-made traditions, Pastor, you're worshiping him in vain.
Right, yeah.
You're being, you know what? I have hope for you. You know why?
Why is that?
What? Because a lot of modern pastors will not listen to one bit of truth, and they just say, yeah. Oh, no, no, and they start to judge you. You're at least listening. I don't know where your heart's at.
I know you're seeking Christ.
Yeah, but most of them don't. So maybe maybe there's a chance for you.
I try to as much as I can.
But see, here's the thing. Be more than that. If you got 50 people in your building doing the worldly churchianity, if you take it fully biblical, you might end up with 3.
Yeah.
You know that.
Oh, well, I know people have walked already.
You know that.
Well, people walk when you even, you know, I'm the way, truth, and life, and I've had people quit.
I mean, do you encourage your people, like, do you encourage them to repent and come out of the world? Meaning, what's the world? Sports?
Yeah.
Politics?
Absolutely.
So you're not a Packer fan?
We just talked, well,
or, you know,
no,
like, wait, we're in South Dakota, Minnesota.
It doesn't matter. No, I don't watch pro.
I mean,
but we just talked about if you're choosing to have, not so much pro, but if you're choosing your kids to go and play sports all Sunday, I miss the opportunity to be with the body of Christ.
Not even
That's
Sunday,
not
though.
Where we're supposed to be.
What is sports? High school football. What is it? Violent?
Yeah.
Covetous?
Yeah.
Pride?
Yeah.
Little naked cheerleaders running across that all the grown men look at?
Yeah.
A bunch of young men throwing.
Violent.
Does that sound like Jesus Christ?
I don't know, but I found Christ through football.
Yeah. I know men that found Christ through porn.
Well, I know.
You wouldn't promote porn, would you?
No, absolutely.
All right,
not.
So don't promote football. Come out of
it. Well, they didn't have people within porn preaching the gospel.
Well, I guarantee you.
I mean, they may have repented.
I'll guarantee you. I'll guarantee you the people that called you out.
Christ in the porn?
I'll guarantee you. Hold on. I'll guarantee you the people that gave you the gospel in football.
Yeah.
Apparently, they didn't call you far enough because you're still keeping pagan ways and you're still living like the world. Yeah, exactly. You do.
All right,
we'll go. You need to repent to come out of all that, and I'm here to help you. I'll send you. I got an audio.
Yeah, I'll look at this.
I got an audio. I know your church. I'll send you an email.
Oh, okay.
I'll send you an email.
Okay. All
and
right.
You know what? Do you have water over there?
No, we got to go back to security.
All right.
Front.
I'll email you. If you don't email me, I love you.